This is Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusa, in today for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we're going to start today with a story about the dangers of fireworks, or perhaps the dangers of easy access to fireworks.
Three New Hampshire children remain at Shriners Hospital in Boston, where they're being treated for severe burns after some 90 cases of fireworks exploded and caused a horrific fire in a private home in Pelham, New Hampshire, Tuesday night.
Here's Pelham Fire Chief James Mitchley.
This is a tragedy that most likely could have been prevented had some caution been taken. As I had said last night, I'm not a fan of fireworks. This is a perfect example. What can go wrong? Well-meaning people trying to have fun, and an accident happened and caused a great deal of injuries to children and adults.
The explosion and fire injured 11 people, 6 adults, and 5 children, including those 3 being treated here in Boston. And it raises big questions about just how fireworks are regulated in the Granite State. And joining me now is Christopher Wyman. He's an investigator with the New Hampshire Division of Fire Safety, Office of the State Fire Marshal. And Chris Wyman, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I know the case in Pelham is still under investigation, that you can't comment specifically about that, but let me try to ask the first question this way. Does it make sense to you how there could have been some 90 cases of fireworks being stored in a private home?
Well, here in New Hampshire, our state law doesn't regulate the actual amount that a consumer can actually have in their possession. What it regulates is the age at which you can purchase, possess, and display, as well as it regulates that you have to be able to be firing it off on your own personal property that you own or have written permission from the landowner. And you also have to be located in a community that hasn't restricted the sale, possession, or display by a local ordinance.
Well, let's talk about what some of that means. And I want to just sort of relate this a little bit to my own experience. Over the 4th of July holiday, I actually watched a wonderful fireworks display at a private home in New Hampshire. I think it was safely conducted, but I was amazed at the power of some of these rockets. So New Hampshire does have pretty liberal laws about the sale. According to state law, you only have to be 21 to buy them. You don't necessarily need a license. And Class C fireworks are legal, if I'm correct. What does that mean exactly?
What it is consumer fireworks is the average name that you hear around the country. New Hampshire has what's known as a permissible fireworks law. And our permissible fireworks law is based off from an old law that started in around 1999, where we had a review committee which actually would review different consumer fireworks devices and determine whether or not they were appropriate for a backyard type use here in New Hampshire. That law was updated or changed to some extent last year, and it made almost every consumer firework device legal in New Hampshire, with the exception of any type of firecracker, rocket, or device that produces solely smoke as an effect.
But, so they can't produce solely smoke, but they can go up in the air, blow up, and produce big, brightly colored explosions. And we're talking about charges that are still pretty dangerous, right? I mean, if they were to go off in your house, not a good thing, for example.
Absolutely. I mean, consumer firework devices are explosive devices. If people are not following the safety information that's provided by the manufacturer of the device or other basic safety precautions, the use of consumer fireworks can be extremely deadly and cause severe injury, as you commented about the Pelham incident is a great example.
Right. So what types of fireworks are expressly prohibited?
Here in New Hampshire, the three that are limited are any type of firecracker, any type of rocket, so bottle rocket type device, or any type of device that produces solely smoke, like a smoke bomb or a smoke ball.
Right. And I understand that last year the New Hampshire legislature changed the law somewhat surrounding fireworks. What changed and why?
I can't actually express why. I was not involved in the process with the legislation.
Yeah.
What had changed was, in the years previous, we had what was known as the New Hampshire Fireworks Review Committee. That committee was made up of legislators. We had 2 senators, 2 house reps, public safety professionals, and retail fireworks industry folks that every year would meet annually and would review applications from the retail fireworks industry and would actually review them based on what New Hampshire considered to be, you know, backyard use of fireworks. That committee then would do basically a recommendation for approval, what they felt was appropriate for New Hampshire and what they felt wasn't appropriate for New Hampshire. That then went to the commissioner of the Department of Safety for a final approval. That process generated what we knew as the New Hampshire permissible fireworks list. So some of the devices that you were mentioning at the introduction of the show, some of those devices or type of devices that might go into the air or have erratic behavior or may produce certain angles or some level of fire danger, the committee back then could actually say, you know what, we feel these are inappropriate for New Hampshire, thus we don't want them, they're not permissible.
I see.
When the law changed last year, that review committee was in essence done away with. It was reestablished as an advisory committee. The breakdown of the committee as far as the committee members was changed, and the permissible fireworks list was done away with, and the new law was written that any consumer firework device, with the exception of the three I told you earlier were prohibited, was in essence made legal for sale, possession, and display.
And let me ask you, what does the state do, your department in particular, do to ensure that consumers know what they're doing? Or is this a case of if you're 21, you should know what you're doing?
No, our office, the State Fire Marshal's Office, the New Hampshire Department of Safety, and the public safety agencies throughout the state, we try to ensure that all of our retail stores, it starts there.
Mm-hmm.
Our retail stores are providing information, so they're providing each consumer with safety information above and beyond that is provided on the side of each individual firework package. If you were to go to any one of our fireworks retail stores, by federal mandate through the Consumer Product Safety Commission, every consumer device has to have some level of warning as to what to expect when you use the device and safety precautions listed right on the packaging. They're also going to provide or make available to you additional safety information that might be available by our office, maybe through the American Pyrotechnics Association or through Consumer Product Safety Commission. And hopefully, if you're someone that's experiencing fireworks for the first time, you're taking advantage of those people at those retail stores and asking them for that additional safety information.
Well, last question, again, in the wake of this terrible story out of Pelham, might a situation like this lead to calls for stricter laws about who can access fireworks or new laws and regulations to make them safer?
Again, it could. I'm an investigator. I handle the fireworks enforcement for our office, but a decision like that would be made by the state fire marshal, the commissioner of the Department of Safety, and obviously legislative representatives in our state house.
Right. So. Christopher Wyman, investigator with the New Hampshire Division of Fire Safety, Office of the State Fire Marshal. Many thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.